closes, and down he goes. Jared Allen in on the sack.
What is the biggest hurdle you had to clear to get to where you are?
I told people when I was 8 years old I wanted to play pro ball, and you know, my dad was pretty much the only one that was like, heck yeah, you know, go for it. So you always have to hurdle the naysayers, the people. You know, I was a fourth round pick, and you have to get everybody else out of your mind. You have to set goals, and you have to be willing to put the effort in and the work to get there. Then you have to know how to deal with success. When I figured that out, it allowed me to be so much better, because you can focus on your craft, and then when you go home, you know, I can focus on my life, I can my wife, my kids. When you got your priorities in line, life's a lot easier.
Was there a bit of an adventure for you to leave the Vikings and hit free agency for the first time in your life?
It was tough to make that decision to go, you know, go into free agency, and I knew the direction that, you know, that their team was going in. They were going younger and stuff like that, and so yeah, there was an excitement though to kind of hit free agency and see what it turned out, and then you know, good Lord led me here to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Can't change your mind now.
How would you describe the adventure so far here?
Moving a pregnant wife twice across the country is no fun. I moved back to Arizona and then back out here to Chicago. From a family side, the adventure's been nonstop. And from the football side, it's been different, you know. Playing the run, I've actually, you know, stepped my run game probably up to where some of the best it's been in my career. But obviously, been a slow start with the sack numbers.
Good. I keep telling people there's more to it than the sacks, and you have to tell them because you're the expert.
I'd rather be judged off my total body of work. Guys that come in and just sack the quarterback are hot 1 minute, they're down the next. For me, I want to be an impactful player on the game. Carolina game, I led the team in tackles, you know. Can't remember the last time I led the team in tackles.
You were always a pass rusher, too, high school level, college.
Yeah.
But you had long snapper expertise.
Yeah, you know, my dad taught me to snap when I was like 8 years old.
So, which was the best thing you could have.
So I've known how to snap. I'm actually really, really good at it. People don't realize how good at long snapping I am.
This pays better.
Yes, just a smidge.
Your spirit of giving back is clear. You're also a businessman. You're a philanthropist. You've got a lot going. Are you proud of that aspect of it as well?
Absolutely.
And has this given you the platform to do those things, or would you have done them anyway?
The big heart for the military. You know, I come from a military family, and so, you know, being able to build and remodel homes for our handicapped vets coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan is huge for me, and it's something that I would hope I would have had the means, you know, not playing for football, you know, that in my life I would be able to do that. It humbles you to the core to when you get to hand the keys over to someone, you can see what a new home does for somebody. It puts their heart at ease, it puts their mind at ease. You know, they have so many struggles learning how to walk, talk, what think, whatever the process is of their injuries to go back and do. And you know, our obviously mindset is that no one deserves the American dream more than our men and women defending our country. So if their home is a hindrance to them, you know, what are they fighting for? So we come in and try to, you know, put their tensions at ease when they come home from a hard day of rehab and all that stuff to where their house functions for them. We're just going to keep doing this until we don't need to do it anymore.
My opinion, that defines a hero.
I've never been a believer that I'm entitled to anything because of the fact that I play in the NFL. If anything, I think the burden grows bigger on you, that you have a responsibility to do more. It really does make you think that, goodness, I really should probably be more thankful for what I got. And it inspires me to work even harder for the next group.